And as a special offertory, Lore Sonmine, please come forward. A native of Cameroon, a member of our church for a number of years, and a current resident at the Fink House, our seminary house, four houses away, will offer some poetry that she wrote.
Good morning. The piece. A few months ago, Pastor Ebony, she asked me to write a piece about black women. And this piece is inspired from a sermon that she preached on Eve, the liberation of Eve, for those who were there that day. And it represents the life of many women that I know and that have struggled and finally found their freedom. And the piece title is She. She was her name. She had a name, but she didn't have an identity. She knew she had a body, a mind, a soul, and a spirit, but what was the use of them? For so estranged to herself, she sold all of these to the lies that were sold to her. You are nothing without a man, people used to tell her. You have no worth, they added. Your dark skin color deems you useless, stupid, insignificant, and dependent. Your body is nothing but a toy that should be tested and tried over and over until all the juice has been squeezed out, until you become flavorless, until those who think they own you are done using you. And that is, until you can't walk, until you lose all self-esteem, until you give away any pride that you have, that is, until you lose yourself. So, with a mind corrupted with lies, deceived by those who were supposed to tell her the truth, her peers, her school teachers, her mentors, her loved ones, she let go of herself. She allowed them to use her. She permitted them to bruise and dehumanize her. She agreed that she was insignificant, so they beat on her body like one would beat on drums, and they wouldn't get satisfied until the beating would produce a sound, sometimes a cracking sound. Her bones got dislocated, a creaky sound, the pain of her heart couldn't be contained, an agonizing sound, the wish someone would come to her rescue, a choking sound, a sign she was losing her strength, a silent sound. She finally gave up. You could have your way with her. She, for decades, was trapped in a square box. She, for decades, was alienated from her roots. She, for decades, didn't know the truth, but she finally, at last, discovered her narrative and decided to tell her story. She discovered that she is worth more than gold. She discovered that the lies were meant to buy her soul, deprive her of her freedom, alienate her from herself, and extinguish her from the face of humanity. She finally found herself. She could be any woman. She could be you. She could be me. Sister, friend, and mother. Like she, let's write a different story. You are stronger than you know, and your story is more beautiful than what you think. Allow me to tell you this. Like she, you are worth more than gold. And your story, and you have a beautiful soul. You are not a toy, but a precious jewel, fearfully and wonderfully made. You are not what men say of you. You are not what society says of you. You are not what your past says of you. You are you, one of a kind, pure and gorgeous, strong and resilient, blessed and gorgeous. You are you. God didn't make a mistake in creating you. He was thoughtful in doing so, and your life serves a purpose. Free your heart, liberate your mind, release your emotions, and like she, embrace all of you. Don't be afraid, don't be shy. The world is waiting for you. Thank you.